我们在平台上刷到的每一条内容
，Every piece of content we see on the platform，
本质不是算法在控制你。
The essence is not that the algorithm controls you，
而是平台。
Instead, it is a platform，
为了让你多留一秒
，to keep you for a second longer，
在尽一切可能的讨好你。商业驱动的底层逻辑摆在这儿。
Here is the underlying business logic that tries to please you.
你要求平台不讨你喜欢。
You demand that the platform not like you.
那是不切实际。
That's unrealistic.
那是反人性。
That's inhuman.
所谓的信息茧房。
Information detection.
其实是我们自己的思维懒惰编织而成的。
In fact, it is a product of our own lazy thinking.
所以打破信息茧房最大的挑战。
Therefore, breaking the migration of the inspection room is the biggest challenge.
从来不在意平台。
Never cared about the platform.
而在于我们每个人自己有没有勇气去刺破那个我们自己亲手编织出来的。
The key lies in whether each of us has the courage to break through the self-made illusion we have created.
包裹着我们的舒适区。
Enveloping our comfort zone.
没人会主动给自己找不痛快。
No one wants to be unhappy.
但正是这种对不痛快的天然回避。
But it is precisely this natural aversion to unpleasantness that
才让茧房变得密不透风。
This makes it impossible to reduce the housing.
如果把这个现象往深了
，If we look at this phenomenon more deeply，
退一步
，One step forward，
看看雷军
，Look at Lei Jun，
李斌
，Bai Bin，
于浩他们那个级别的困境其实更残酷。
Their situation is even more dire.
普通人的茧房是代码编织的。
Ordinary people's downsizing is a code of weaving.
但他们这些网红级别的企业家面临的是由网络和现实世界一起编织的密不透风的无界茧房。
But these internet-level entrepreneurs face a complex and impenetrable maze woven together by both the online and real worlds.
你去想想。
Think about it.
他们的生存环境。身边围着的是要看他们脸色吃饭的高管，是负责提供情绪价值的粉丝。
Their survival environment was surrounded by high-level executives who needed to see their faces and fans who provided emotional value.
是只报喜不报忧的公关。
It is a public relations that only reports good news.
他们每天接受到的不只是算法的讨好。
They don't just receive the algorithm's praise，
而是活生生的人类在用各种赞美和顺从给他筑城墙。
Instead, it was living humans who were using various compliments and flattery to get the wall to cooperate。
所以他们一听到不同意赞美的声音
，As soon as they heard the sound of applause，
第一反应永远是被黑了，被攻击了。
The first reaction is always being blacklisted and attacked.
因为他们已经失去了监听这种本能。
Because they have already lost the instinct to listen.
打破信息茧房只能由内而外。
Their inspection must be done from the inside out.
而从两个行动开始。
And starting from two actions.
首先是开始。
If you start,
主动探索未知，算法给你推什么
？What algorithm does the active exploration algorithm recommend？
是基于你昨天点了什么
？Based on what you ordered yesterday。
看了什么
？What did you see？
他再聪明也算不到你。
He was smart, but he couldn't figure it out。
你明天会不会突然想去了解一个你极其陌生的领域？
Will you suddenly want to learn about a completely unfamiliar field tomorrow?
最简单的破局就是打开搜索框去主动搜一个你完全不懂。
The simplest way to break through is to open the search box and actively search for something you don't understand at all.
甚至有点反感的领域。
even in areas that are somewhat controversial.
只要你这么做了，算法的那套过往预判体系瞬间就失灵了。
As long as you do that, the algorithm's past prediction system will instantly fail.
它会立刻被你的执行指令打乱，检方自然就被撕开了一个大口子。
It was immediately disrupted by your new instructions, and the investigation was torn open.
其次
Secondly,
要突破监听不变的心理屏障。
Break through the psychological barrier of listening is constant.
我们一看到与自己认知完全相反的观点。
When we encounter viewpoints that are completely opposite to our own.
第一
First,
反永远是反驳或者拉黑。
It's always about refuting or blocking.
其实根本不用这么急。
Actually, there's no need to rush.
你试着在屏幕前停三秒钟，问自己一个问题。
Try to stop in front of the screen for 3 seconds and ask yourself a question.
如果抛开立场
，If we put aside our positions，
他说的话里有没有哪怕1%的合理事实
？Does he say anything that contains even 1% of factual accuracy？
只要你能剥离出那1%的事实。
As long as you can extract that 1% of the truth,
你就完成了
you're done.
对一件事的客观拆解
objective breakdown of a thing,
你的认知就往前走了一步
your cognition has advanced one step forward.
剩下的99%不满
the remaining 99% are dissatisfied.
你完全可以扔进垃圾桶。
You can definitely throw it away.
这就叫立住了。
That's what it means to stand firm.
打破信息茧房从来不是为了证明谁比谁更聪明。
The discovery of the hidden treasure room was never intended to prove who was smarter.
谁看得更透。
Who is more transparent.
它真正的意义在于让你获得一种随时能够从自己的狂热情绪中抽离出来的能力。
Its true meaning lies in giving you the ability to detach yourself from your own passionate emotions at any time.
做自媒体，当
create a self media.
大 V 或者做一个普通观众
when a big V or a regular audience.
最怕的不是被别人带节奏
What I'm most afraid of is not leading others.
我是身处在一个全是赞美的泡沫里。
Instead, I found myself in a bubble of constant praise.
完全靠不到真实世界的裂缝。
Unable to rely on real-world cracks.
真正的自由永远是你自己给的。
True freedom is always given by yourself.
你能在舒适区边缘停下来。
Can you stop at the edge of your comfort zone?
并且有勇气接纳那。
And have the courage to accept.
让你不舒服
That makes you uncomfortable.
不，但大概率正确的事实，你就赢了。
But if you're right, then you've won.